Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, lecture halls in colleges and universities around the country remain empty, with COVID forcing most students learning online. With little clarity on when they might return to campus, has the opportunity or temptation indeed for students to cheat online greatly increased, especially with the international growth of contract cheating or essay mills? Well, we're going to speak now to Dr. Brian Maguire, Director of Quality Assurance at Quality and Qualifications Ireland, and also Kevin McStravock, who is Deputy President of the Union of Students in Ireland. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Brian, you might just outline to us firstly, what is contract cheating and do we have any idea if it's widespread in Ireland?
Contract cheating is where somebody buys an essay or an assignment or a project report or something like that online from somebody who promises to write something specifically for that student. It's an international racket that's been going on for a number of years now. By the nature of the thing, it's hard to know how much of it there is. What we do see is we see ads popping up, and we know that people are trying to sell these services to Irish students on social media. And also when campuses were open, they were popping up ads all over fly postering campuses. So we don't know how common it is, but we know what's happening. We know that the offer is there and the temptation is there.
And who's actually doing the work? Who's doing the cheating?
Well, some of the work, some of the essays and assignments and so on are being written in Ireland. But more often they're being offered from overseas. We know that these services have bases in either in Africa or in Asia, where they can be done for hire. You've got a lot of graduates who are underemployed in those countries who are English-speaking graduates, and they're able to produce something that gets passed off as a work for Irish students.
So how much would it set you back then if you wanted to use one of these contract cheaters to write an essay?
Well, it all depends on how soon you want it. They often will offer, I'm looking at an ad here for one that says, you know, I can write your essay for $13.99. Now, that's very often what's happening here is these are low prices to hook you in and say, oh, you want an essay that's 1,000 words long, that's going to cost you €99, or you want it by Friday, oh, that's going to cost you extra. And what's more is, even once you've paid the money, if you do, you may or may not get an essay. It may or may not be good enough to pass off to your college. Your college may or may not find out that you've submitted a cheating essay. And even worse, if you do get away with it in the first instance, the scam artist can come back and blackmail you and say, I know that you got a degree on the basis of having submitted a cheating essay. Mm-hmm. Pay up, or I'll tell your college, or I'll tell your employer.
So it's fraught with dangers, really, isn't it? Is it easy to spot, Brian, a cheated essay? Are there any flags that markers would look out for?
Well, they look out for changes in style. So very often a college will use what they call similarity detection software to check whether or not an essay... Well, first of all, whether an essay is a direct rip-off of something that's been published before. But, of course, contract cheating is designed to get around that by tailor-writing each essay for an individual client. But what they can do as well is they can assess the writing style. So if you've radically used different vocabulary contract cheaters use a different vocabulary than you would use, or for example, they put in American English spelling, or if you're a non-native speaker, they use idioms that would only be used by a native speaker. Those kinds of things are giveaways.
Kevin, I might bring you in here. Have you had any contact from students over the last couple of months who have been contacted by these type of services, or do you know if people are using them?
Already outlined, we have been hearing of examples
of advertising for these services, particularly in social media. And what a lot of these services do is they tend to try and target, using targeted advertising on the likes of Facebook or Instagram, and to try and approach specific target groups that tend to fall into the category of likely being a student. We haven't heard lots from the ground in terms of students who have been using the services, but certainly we're aware of approaches that are being made. And I think whilst the current situation isn't necessarily going to increase the likelihood of a student cheating, it is increasing the opportunity and it is increasing the market that some of these services can use to try and advertise the services they offer to students.
And do you think students realise that it's illegal to do this?
I think not in all cases. Some students obviously are aware of the academic misconduct policies within their institutions. But I think what's really important to note is that usually when a student decides to cheat, it comes as a result of lots of pressure that they're feeling, a feeling perhaps of helplessness or feeling like they're unable to cope with the demands placed upon them. So usually they're not thinking straight and they're not necessarily thinking of the long-term consequences of their actions. But something that USA in partnership with QQI and the higher education institutions are doing through the National Academic Integrity Network is developing a campaign which was launched last month called My Own Work. And the purpose of that campaign is really to try and increase awareness amongst the student body of the impact of contract cheating and the risks associated with it, so that they're more aware not only of the risks but also of the legitimate supports within their institution that they can access when they feel under pressure as a result of assignments piling up.
And you're talking about the pressure on students, and that's one of the reasons that they might turn to this if they're not thinking straight. I wonder how, in terms of what you're hearing, how are students coping with how the first term of college has gone under COVID? Has it been more difficult? Has it been easier for people because they're at home? Or how are people coping?
I think it's very much a mixed bag, to be honest. Some students are finding it fairly easy and are perhaps preferring being able to stay at home and learn online, particularly those who perhaps may find that physical access to campus can be a barrier. But we are hearing lots of students who are struggling. I mean, the reality is that many students don't have good internet connections, for example, so even being able to access their classes is a challenge. And the other thing we're hearing a lot is the idea of social isolation and students really missing that interaction that can't be as easily replicated in the online environment.
Can I ask you, Brian, then finally, how people or how institutions are approaching this in cases where students are found to cheat? You know, I mean, I know that some of these services will say things like it's 100% plagiarism free. You know, it comes across maybe as a legitimate service, and students might not be aware that, you know, it's illegal, not to mind immoral or indeed of the other risks involved. So are students coming down, or sorry, not students, are institutes coming down very hard on cheaters when they're caught? Or what's the approach?
Well, the institutions are seeing that this is an issue for, in a way, the students who use these services are partly the victims. So they have to be helped to recognise, as Kevin said, that there are supports available. And the institutions have a sort of graduated approach. If they first of all, explain to them what the rules are, explain to them the risks of these services, using these services. And then, depending on the circumstances, they'll have a graduated warning system if students plagiarise, and if they repeat offenders, they're going to be subject to more sanctions.
Okay.
All the institutions know that this is a big problem now, and as Kevin referred to the network, there's been a real development of awareness, both at institution level and also for the individual lecturers. So that means they're able to better tailor the assignments they give so that they're just harder to play, harder to game. They follow them up with oral exams or interviews about based on the assignments they've submitted. So they're getting the colleges are getting smarter at how they design the assignments in ways that really work against using contract cheaters.
Okay, well, thank you both very much for joining us to talk us through all that this evening. That's Dr. Brian Maguire and Kevin McStravock.